Another question is, why does it say ksusuma? You could say suma, it's part different sittas. What does it mean ksusuma? I guess Lila also, ksus Lila. Ksus Lila, you could say it's pajama, you know, according to Tosas at least. Right. So what I want to say, like Michael's trying to say, is that again, we're worrying about what's this psa, what's the p'torah of ksus Lila? How do you have a p'torah like that in mitzvah sittas? How does it fit into the framework? Sounds like philosophy, but how does it halachically work? And how does ksusuma relate, all that stuff. So I say it's like begadim, begad has two functions. Okay? Two realms in which it exists. One is like a practical protective realm, protection. Physically it covers your body from the elements, from shame, whatever it is. It physically covers your body. Okay, and that's one dimension. Asher t'chaseba, right? That which covers you. It's purely, it's a covering. That's a begad, it's a covering. Okay? But another dimension is begadim are more than just coverings. As you see, there's a whole world of clothing design. If begad is coverings, you just wear like sweatpants all day long. Or whatever. But there's an idea of fashion, style in begadim. That's another dimension, is that you don't just cover yourself with anything, but for whatever psychological reasons it is, begad is stylish. Begadim partake of the realm of style, that they're meant to be seen. That you are seen in your begadim. And the way you look is based upon the history of begadim. So they exist in the realm of style. Okay? Fine. Right, those are two dimensions of begadim. Now, for instance, you see, like, maybe this isn't always the case, but in general, so the pajamas are like, aren't very stylish. Right, like you picture, like, you know, you're like a plaid pajama, you know, like clothes that no one would ever go out in those clothing, you know, but they look like pajamas. Like, what, are you going out in your pajamas, you know? So because of pajamas, I guess you're just interested in the protection, the covering, the comfort, that kind of thing, not in the way you look, because you don't go out during the night, right? So what it could be, it's saying is that re'isem oso, see, re'isem oso doesn't just mean and you see it. It's true, and it means then you look at your bag and you see it. But why are you looking at your bag at? Is it just because then you see it? I mean, you see a lot of things all day long. But no, but it's saying is that that's just philosophically, it's then you see it. But halachically, it means the bag at lends itself to re'iyah. You look at begadim. Re'iyah isn't just an like you happen to look at it. You happen to look at a lot of things. But in other words, that's a dimension in begadim, is that they're barachis of re'iyah. That's an aspect of bag at. That's the way they look, their appearance, their style. Okay, and that, what type of beged has that dimension? Daytime begotten, not nighttime begotten. Okay, so what it's saying is, in Re'isimah, so it's saying that mitzvahs, what type of beged is chayav mitzvahs? There's only a beged which exists, besides for being a covering, every beged is a covering, but which exists in the realm of style, of appearance. It's only that kind of beged which the Torah is mechayev. Why? Because as I was saying, it's saying that since the Tama Mitzvah is that you'll see it and therefore you'll think of certain things, so it's Beged which exists in that framework, which is a Baruch of Re'iyah. So you're going to see it. So when you see it, the style, which this style and this the Re'iyah of this Beged should evoke certain thoughts of Zechatim Skomet Hashem. So it's only the wise Torah telling us the philosophy. So his limud is telling you that it's only a beged which lends itself to re'iyah. So therefore, ksus laila is excluded. Just laila is excluded. Okay? Okay, so then the Gemara says, but maybe I'll tell you ksusuma. See, because you could argue ksusuma is the same thing. See, a suma is a person who basically is a one-fold, one-dimensional view of begadim, protection, covering. Because he doesn't see things, he doesn't like the style. The whole world of style is alien to him. Okay? So it's saying, a ksusuma, see, why is it lashon ksusuma? See, because like we said, a beged defines the person. Right? It's a component of a person. It's not just something you happen to wear, it's a component of a person. So when it's a component of a suma person, it's a different kind of beged. The ksus of a suma is a different entity. It's an entity which only exists in one of the realms of beged. Okay, it's devoid of that element of function of a style, and it's just a ksus, which is just a covering. So it's saying so according to that logic, then you want to tell me Re'isim also is excluding a beged which doesn't partake of this realm of style. So then it should exclude Ksasuma as well. Right? Should exclude Ksasuma as well. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Because it says Shetach HaSeva. Shetach HaSeva is a riba, which means that it doesn't matter if it doesn't partake of style. Because it still is a covering. It still says Shetach HaSeva. Okay, so it's still Shetach HaSeva. So you have, on the one hand, you have a riboy. I'm sorry, on the one hand, you have a mi'ir, which says a reason still has to partake of ri'ah. But on the other hand, you have a riboy, which is saying, I don't care if it partakes of ri'ah as long as it's a covering. So how do you have to work it out? You have to say it's excluding one and including the other. So the Gemara says, so why do you include one, not exclude the other? How do you make a decision here? Right? And it's true. On the one hand, you tell me it has to partake of ri'ah, and then you're saying it doesn't have to, as long as it's covering. So it says, the Gemara says, yeshem b'reis al-cherem, which means that aksusuma, although essentially, factually, I'm saying he doesn't relate to it in the realm of vision, right? Vis-a-vis him, he doesn't know the colors, he can't say. But for other people relate to it towards vision. As they look at him, they say, that guy looks funny, that guy looks good, that guy looks, you know what I mean? So in other words, the ksus, in a secondary way, It does partake of the framework of Riyah. Although that, you wouldn't say essentially it exists, it's a beged of that nature, but it does, essentially, really, it's really just a covering. But it exists in that realm, and like accidentally, okay, through the other people. Okay? But it says Laila, and night of no one seeing, so it's really removed from that realm altogether. Okay, so that's what it's saying. Is a reason also means that it has to, if it's removed from Re'iyah, then it's not chayiv in mitzvah. But then I'd say that means if it's removed from Re'iyah, even Ksasuma, because that's not totally removed from Re'iyah, but essentially it doesn't partake vis-a-vis the gavro. It's really removed from Re'iyah. So it says no. Hashat Chasiba means that as long as since it does cover him. That's just a riboy. So like, since it does cover him. And it partakes of the Riyah, albeit in a secondary way, it's still Chayiv HaMitzvah. So in other words, when it's limiting the exclusion, when we're excluding and saying Arisimo, so it doesn't mean only that which, that it has to really exist in the full realm of Arisimo, so. But it's saying that as long as it exists partially, that's enough. But if it's completely Mufka from the realm of Riyah, then that's this Pater. So therefore, because Laila is excluded, but Ksasuma isn't. But they're both in the same framework, Laila and Suma. Like a Ksasuma, you wouldn't say it's an entity of style. Okay, like a normal Begit, you could say it is a Chartza of style. It's an aspect of its very definition. So Ksasuma, that's not the case. It's really just a covering. But it does partake of that identity through in a secondary manner, through other people. When that's why you're wearing it, when you're wearing it and you relate to both realms, you say it as a dual definition, it's style and covering. See, but Asuma, you don't say that. Asuma, it's covering. But it does partake of that realm in a secondary manner. So if I just had a Risimoso, I'd say that the entity's definition has to be, part of the definition of the thing has to be that it's an entity of style. So I'd say even Ksasuma is excluded. But the Asher Techasaba is saying no. Really, it just has to be in its definition, just has to be covering. But what's the reason I'm saying? It must partake of that realm. And if it doesn't partake at all of that realm, then it's part of from the sisters. So we got a little clear. So you're saying it's like this, then Begad, there's two things. Who cares about him? Right? Who cares about him? And when you say, look, what one is, it partakes of style. But see, in Begad is defining the person. That's what he's saying. Begad is like a part of him. So how do you define the nature of the beged? If you want to think of the definition of the nature of the beged, it goes by why is he wearing it? How does he relate to it? Okay, because it's a part of him. So a suma, we said since a suma doesn't know the world of vision, the whole world of style and vision is alien to him. I mean, he may know that it exists, but essentially it's a world which he can't relate to. So therefore, when he wears a beged, essentially he's wearing it as a covering. Okay? He may know about this other world, but insofar as he's concerned, the way he's extending or defining himself, it's purely as a covering. That's the way he relates to the beged. So therefore, if you have to define its nature, since a beged is an extension of the gavra, so its nature will be defined by the gavra. So by a suma, the definition of the beged is really it's a ksus, which is only partei, which is its definition is kisoy and not riya. Okay, but we're saying is that even though that its definition is purely kisoy, it doesn't mean it's removed from riya as a characteristic of it. In other words, its definition, there's the definition of it is not, it does not include riya, but it does partake. A feature of it is that people look at it and say, wow, that looks nice, and that doesn't look nice. Not him. So, but he's important in defining it. But it does have that characteristic because he's going to walk out into society, and people can look at it and judge him in a certain way. So it has the feature, the characteristic of style, but it's not part of its definition because the definition goes by the wearer. Okay? So therefore, the thing is like this. And that being the case, so the Havimina was, if it just said Urisim or so, I'd say that part of the definition of the Beged must include style. Must include style. So therefore I'd say, they're all potter. But then the problem is, it says, Ashatachasava, which means that no, that all, only definition of the Beged is, then what's the definition of Beged? Kisoy. So it doesn't include style. The definition of the Beged doesn't include style. So therefore, now we're back to, it sounds like therefore everything should be chayev. Oh, but then what does Urisim tell you? If Urisim isn't telling you, the definition is Shat Chasaba, so what's Urisim? It can't be telling you, its definition has to be that it's a Barachi of vision, it's style, because no, its definition is Shat Chasaba. And that's where the Torah is actually telling you what the definition is. So what's Urisim also teaching you? It's a miyot, that the Beged must, although its definition is just Kisoy, but it must partake of the realm of style. It must exist in that realm as a feature. There must be a feature of it. So when it's ksusuma, that is a feature of it. But ksus laila, that's not a feature of it. So therefore, it's being mimai ksus laila, but it's being marba ksusuma. And it makes sense that asha alabakum asha tchaseba is the very definition of the entity. Because that's what it's telling you. Urisim also is a miyad. It's saying, why does the Torah have to tell you the tama mitzvah? It's saying, Torah, why does it tell you? Because it's being mimai, it's something which doesn't partake of it. So that's the thing. So that it just has to partake of that characteristic of Riyah. Then Shaykh to say Riyah, so it lends itself to Riyah. But it doesn't have to be part of its definition. You may ask, as it says, Riyah, so it's Chazam, it's Kamat Zashah. So you say, Ksusuma, he's not going to see it and he's not going to remember. So who cares about other people? The mitzvah is for him. Right? So it seems on the contrary, Ksusuma should definitely be removed. But I'd say, you're right. In terms of the philosophy, you're right. So Sumo is not going to be able to Risim Maso Svat Maskon Sasham. But that's philosophy. But the question is now the halacha Risim Maso has to be incorporated into the halacha. And the way it's incorporated into the halacha is in terms of the Beged and so far as the feature of style in Begadim. So now you have to get down to defining in what way style relates to Begadim. And since it's Sasuma, although it's not part of its definition, it does partake of that realm. So therefore it's still good. But when it comes to the Sislaila, it doesn't even partake of that realm. So therefore, it's important here is that you see that if the philosophy is one thing, but the way that philosophy becomes incorporated into the halacha is something other. You know, and then has to be in the categories of begad. The point is that that's an interesting halacha point. You can't just say that since Torah's objective is that you see it and you remember it, therefore, the Torah says, you know what, it can't be pater a night, therefore, sumas pater. But what's the mechanism? It has to be incorporated into the categories of the mechanism. And the proof is summa. Because if it were purely just a philosophy, then a summa would definitely be excluded. But you see that once you incorporate, the reason why summa is not is because once you incorporate into the framework of the halachic system, and so far as Beged is concerned, then summa is better than Xislam. So that's good for this side. Okay? I mean, it's interesting. You get insight to the back and the forth, the Rebo and the Miyat, you know. But the question is, now what's this? Now the Gemara asks, it says, and what do the Rabbanon do with the Risim also? Alright? So they say, you know, it tells you that when I see this mitzvah and remember another mitzvah, which is Toloi in it, which is Krishma, because it's Man of Krishma, Shakab and Tres, love him. Right? It tells us it's Machta. So the question is, so what does he do? I mean, how does he understand this? What's the Machlokas? I think it seems, most of saying good, because the Tosa seems, but the point, the fact that there's a lot of limudim learned out from it, which are all like philosophical things. I think the question is what you have here in the Torah is an interesting thing, is that the Torah is going out of its way to tell you the philosophy of the mitzvah. Okay? Tell you the philosophy, as soon as the mitzvah comes to Hashem. seems to be machlokas. I mean, maybe you go further, but it seems essentially machlokas is the fact that the Torah does that. You have a right to say that that's teaching you that that philosophy must be incorporated into the Torah, but into the halachic system, or you say no. Is that the Torah is, by bringing out the philosophy, it's expressing a philosophical point about mitzvot. The Torah Shavu'ot is doing that. It's a right to do that. It doesn't give you a right to be dorish in so far as the Torah Shavu'ot Pah, in so far as the halakhic system. In other words, is the fact that it does it, that it tells you a philosophy, must it be that since the Torah expresses it, that that has some impact in the halakhic system? Or do you say no? Is that the Torah is just certain times, certain mitzvot, the philosophy is at the forefront. And the Torah wants to keep, since this mitzvah, the whole objective of the mitzvah is a reason for the Shkadim Skavat Hashem, and that's part of the manifest objective of the mitzvah, so the Torah has expressed it. And it doesn't give you a right to be dorish it insofar as the halachic system is concerned. But it's teaching you of a philosophical idea. And that's what Ashtatosis proves. He says, it can't be that's a limud, it's because that's an asmachta. Rather, it's teaching a philosophical idea. A philosophical idea that, that seeing your tzitzis brings to mind, puts you in a certain mental state, right? Because that's the way tzitzis is designed to function, and that mental state is an appropriate mental state for Krishna. It's Krishna, it's Kimal Shemayim. So at the time when you see tzitzis, when it brings to mind Kavanas Hashem and the whole, you know, and Tchelis and all those things, that's an appropriate Zman to be involved in Krishma. I mean, something like that. And that would sense Krishma is light, so what did Chacham choose? It's a smachta, because really it's Krishma is when it's light. So what's the shear which they chose? How much light? So they could have said when you notice the difference between a lot of different shear. I mean, why do you pick Chayas Lavan? So it's bringing out, because after you could be Mekayim, it's a Sitzis. And after you see mitzvah sitzis, is the proper mindset. Or is this proper mindset to be involved in the mitzvah Krishma? You know, I mean, a philosophical point. And a list of other philosophical points. You know what I mean? But in other words, the Torah is saying that since that philosophy is significant, so therefore the Torah is hooking on different aspects to that philosophy. But the Gemara is hooking on different aspects to that. So we're saying, just to the philosophical idea, is that the thing is like this, is that Torah is saying Rishon Sosratim is Kavanas Hashem, which means that this, the Rabbanan hold, who are you in Rishon hold, that the Torah is not telling you a halachic statement. Rather, the Torah is telling you for the philosophy of Mitzvah Tzitzis. But what the Torah is telling you about Mitzvah Tzitzis, it means that, well, the Torah, it's not just like Tamei HaMitzvahs and Mor Nevuchim. Like, it's based, set up like the Tamei HaMitzvahs for Basar V'Chalav or something, to avoid Avodah Zarah. So, you know, it doesn't mean that. It means this Tamei HaMitzvah should be at the forefront of a person who's doing Mitzvah Tzitzis' mind. So that's the Torah's going out its way to express it. Now, since that's the case, that a person was to see Mitzvah Tzitzis and remind you of Kol Mitzvah Hashem, so the Rabbanan decided to use that to bring out that idea. How so? See, because in Mitzvah Tzitzis, it reminds you of all the mitzvahs. But is that just an abstract reminder? But the Chum says, no, they made it concrete. Because mitzvahs, kriyashma, so what's going to happen is at the time of day when the light shines on my tzitzis, and all of a sudden I'm going to say, well, I see my tzitzis, I see the difference between the tzitzis, and now you think, oh, I can do mitzvahs kriyashma now. So what's going to happen is that because the Chum fixed the zman of mitzvahs kriyashma at Mishayakir, so now the Riyas Tzitzis is actually, in a concrete way, going to remind me of a mitzvah. So that will further bring to mind the objective of mitzvah Tzitzis as expressed by the Torah. It will make a concrete link between Riyas Tzitzis and the system of mitzvahs. So as beforehand, it was just an ideational link because of, you know, the philosophy of it. Here it actually becomes in the halachic thing that Riyas Tzitzis will actually bring to mind the mitzvah. And that helps further the Torah's objective in having that idea in a person's mind when he does the mitzvah Tzitzis, that Riyas Tzitzis is a good thing. Now it says, why pick this as Krishma? I mean, you could say, at least, you could just say because Krishma is the practically lends up there, because Krishma is when it's light. when you wake up, and it's not alos, apparently, it's a certain shear in alos, when the life functions for you. So different times, it is, you see a friend, or you see the difference between different animals. So this is what he's saying is that they set up a time when the life functions for you, it's the most appropriate set up to time mitzvah, and that will be a key of mitzvah. That's what it means. Re'ei mitzvah zu, u'zachar mitzvah acheres, ataluya b'vizu krishma. It means that not just kol mitzvah Hashem, but the Chachamim gave it a specific zechartem. Remember, the mitzvah which is talayin, I mean, the zman of the mitzvah is talayin. So that's what he's saying, is that's what the Rabbanan hold, that Re'isam was coming to teach you. That, it's an asmachta, though, as also points out. It doesn't mean that's what the Torah meant to do. The Torah meant to do is tell you that this philosophy should be in your mind's eye. The Rabbanan then brought that out through setting up Zman Kriyashma to be totally in that time. See, I don't think it makes a difference whether Kriyashma is the Rice or the Rabbana. It's going to be the same thing, I think. I don't think it's still a smach. They're saying when the Chum set it up, the Zman, it's to help bring out that idea of Mitzvah Sitzes. And I'd say similarly, again, we didn't go through them, I don't know if we're going, but as I'd say, the other ideas are different ideas, bringing out different philosophical ideas of how Rishon Soschatim has come to Hashem. Different aspects of that. But his point is, the Rabbanan's point is, and this seems to be the Machlokes in the Rabbanan Rav Shimon, I don't know how to go further with it, is, but when the Torah, normally you're Do Reish, you're Do Reish, but now you have a part of the Torah where it expresses the Tam HaMitzvah. So does that lend itself to being Do Reish? It's because you say, look, why the Torah tells the philosophy? It's not Torah, it's not a philosophy book, so therefore you have a right to be Do Reish, or not? Certain times, the Torah, when it wants a certain philosophy to be in a person's mind's eye, it tells you the philosophy, and that doesn't give you any right to therefore interpret it insofar as the halachic system. And that's the question. Do you have a right in this type of an instance? We'll get to it more, but we're talking always in Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds it's nighttime clothing, a certain kind of clothing which is removed from vision. But it's not impossible. We're going to get to the machlokas. But the Rashi, the Rambam's way to learn is it doesn't mean nighttime clothing, but it means at night. But it's good because at night it's not the clothing which is removed, but the levisha, a levisha of clothing at night doesn't partake of that realm. So the levisha is a levisha which is removed from style. So is it in the beged or is it in the levisha? But again, we're going to have to go more. That's just the first the description of it. But why you'd say one way or the other way, we'll get into. But before that, we're gonna do Tosas Mishum Kesus Laila on Mamon Beis, and try to see. First, let's tackle how Tosas deals with it. Because the problem is according to Rabbeinu Tam, how's this Zman Grama? It's not Zman Grama. It's pajamas. Pajamas is a certain kind of clothing. It's nothing to do with nighttime. So that's what we'll see how he answers it, and then we'll head to that Machlokas.